Oh, let's
And
begin.
you're from?
Yeah, I'm from Pune, Maharashtra.
Maharashtra, great. So you are an Indian as well.
Where are you from?
I'm from Jharkhand.
Jharkhand, okay. Let's begin. Ask me a question.
Do something about I can get you, I can hear your voice kind of louder.
Okay, can you hear me right?
Now, yeah, that's good. So, I should start.
Yeah, you can ask me the first question.
Okay, the first question is, tell me, how old are you?
Okay, I am 21 years old.
Second question, can you sing?
No. Like, you should have gotten the idea of, like, by listening to my voice that I can sing.
No, this is not how I'm gonna judge people by listening to their voice. Third question: have you ever thought of dying,
like suicide?
Yeah, no, not like that seriously, but yeah, you're. It's just if someone says you that if you you know if everybody you are wishing to die, you're just wishing to die, and if that happens, then you're. Picture your, you know, whatever person knows, whoever knows you, your memory is gonna erase from the world, you know, from the mind of that person. So even if you die, nothing gonna,
no
one will cry,
will
no
happy.
one will feel pain, yeah, that they have lost someone. So
not like that, because it would be like scary, right? Like you come into the world, live 20, 25 years, and you die, and no one will remember you. That's scary, right?
Okay, my fourth question.
Okay.
Have you, you know, kind of tried to search a friend who kind of completely trust or can put your faith on you?
Cheated on me or something?
Like when, like, it's like every person have both kind of, you know, sides. They have got their right dark side as well as their, you know, the side in which we are right now. But when we move to our darker side, yeah, have you ever wished for someone if that you are in dark side, if that friend can put your faith, put his or her faith in you, then he can pull you out from that void.
Yes.
Have you ever
like,
thought of
everyone wished they could have a friend like that. Unfortunately, I don't have many friends. So, yeah, I did.
No, do you have that trustable one?
No, I don't have.
No. And here comes my last question. You think you are capable of supporting your family
supporting
right now or
family,
in the future?
I don't think.
Let me improvise it.
Okay.
If your family is not a joint family, or you know, we all have cousins and all, and. Other relatives as well. Do you ever, if they are not connected in that good manner,
mm-hmm.
if this is not the case, if that's not a joint, big, happy family, if this is not the case, have you ever thought that you're going to make them one by doing anything, by doing something that you all can gather at a place and laugh and eat together? Have you ever thought of this?
Comparing right now, I don't have that capability, you know? Right
but
now,
you wish to do it.
Definitely, I wish to do it, but I know that I am not capable of it. Like, you know, I can't be that person, you know, the family needs.
Okay.
Like, for right now, like...
No, my question was just this, that do you wish to? Means if one wish to, then I'll automatically we will work on it. First,
yeah,
we have
yeah,
to
yeah,
thought
like,
of it.
Like, I do wish.
You wish to.
Yeah, I do wish to be that person, but... I know that certainly I am not. Okay.
But you eventually you can become.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, that's all what I wanted to hear. Now it's your turn.
Okay.
Go for it.
My first question, what do you do right now?
Right now, I have finished my studies. I wanted to be a doctor, but I wasn't able to crack the examination, medical entrance examination. So I'm still thinking of be a doctor, you know, to be a doctor. So, but I want to admit, you know, take admission in a private college, but not in India, somewhere in abroad, mostly Japan. So I need money for that.
Okay.
Kind of, you know, it needs a lot of cash. So I'm thinking, since my parents have agreed on it, I'm going to support them, their business for a few years, and after collecting that money, I'm going out from India.
Yeah, it's great, brother. Like, I also do wish to go out of India. Currently, I'm in my third year of engineering. As soon as I complete my engineering, I will appear for the IELTS examination, and hopefully, inshallah, then I can go to move to United Kingdom for my further education.
And yeah, the thing, yeah, no, great to hear that. And that thing, you want to go to US,
UK, England.
UK, England. Okay, what makes UK much more interesting than US?
Brother, for in the criteria to get in the US is pretty tough right now. You have you
Yeah,
heard about the
it is.
H-1B visa right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like
It
it's not a safe
is
country for
eligible
Indians
for.
anymore, right?
It's just eligible for 1 year or something like that, I suppose.
So it's very difficult to sustain there after moving there.
Okay, then go there and marry someone.
So it's like someone must be ready for that too. You know, it's not one person thing. So like, let's see if I can go to England. That is great. It's also near and not a lot of much
Yeah, it
people here.
is.
So yeah,
Yeah.
it's fine.
And the question that you asked me, I only gave the half of it, its answer. If whenever you talk me about that, what are you doing? I'm doing two things simultaneously. I give the importance to both of them equally. That is study work and as well as my other thing. The other thing is that I want to be a musician. So now music is my hobby, passion, everything.
Oh,
So
nice.
I
So
always
that's good.
devote half of myself in 24 hours to studies and half, sometimes more than half, in music.
Oh, nice. So my second question would be, so how are you planning to go to Japan? Like, what would you do so that you could be able to go to Japan?
Nothing. I watch anime, so I know a bit of Japanese. I'm learning Japanese from YouTube, and what else I need is just to gather the money.
Okay, fine. And third question is, so how will you manage to study there?
It's not a big problem. One thing is for sure, I need to find someone whom I can trust on, because this is the thing. I need you because I do not want to. I think I'm kind of talented, so I do not want to spend much more time to receive the degree of just a cardio specialist or neuro specialist or elementary canal specialist. I want to do it. I want to do as much as I can do in least amount of time. So I need to find someone who is kind of talented in that field and who can teach me as well. So it's gonna be a bit difficult, but I'm gonna take the help of my musician part. I'm gonna do means if someone is over there in Japan who I'm also gonna post Japanese video and Japanese singing videos and all. So if someone is there, someone documents. Someone listens to my voice and kind of I got to be friend with that person, and he he I he's just means he's kind of the person I'm searching. He's a doctor, he's kind of a famous one, and he can teach me. If he agreed to me, then I will be there, and then things will move according to how I plan. But if it is not the case, then still I'm gonna be there to at least get the MBBS degree and all. I'm not gonna get to top of the mountain what I thought of, but at least I can can be the I can reach that mountain. But at least getting the degree means I want to help someone, both from music field and as well as from how beautiful music is, and how doctor being called God, how this is something I really want to help people in that terms as well.
So my fourth question would be, what is that thing that provokes Indian students to go and learn abroad?
The education system in India, it's filthy. It's
Okay, so like
useless.
on the topic of education system, what do you think about the reservation system, and should must it be different?
Reservation, I support it, but the thing is that it needs to be, we must the persons who are launching this kind of a scheme must check every person's income and all, because this was the reason why
Based
they
on
get.
financial basis, right?
If the person from SCST side, they are getting a good amount of income, monthly income, then there's no need to provide them reservation. Means they're not allowed.
Yeah, of course, of course.
someone has to, yes, even if there are some generals who, you know, lack, they are not financially that strong, then provide them, you know, make them eligible
Yeah,
as well.
to be because of the reservation systems, you know, many bright Indians are going abroad and working there and sustaining themselves. So India is losing a lot of human resources to the
I will not completely blame the reservation system. People's, you know, the mind of Indians are like that also. Means you cannot blame anything. Means if you are changing, it's not their fault. It's kind of your fault as well. If I'm saying that I'm going abroad to study, it's not because, yeah, it's because I do not like the way the professors and the way the education system is going on over here.
Yeah,
But
but you
it's
know,
not that I'm going to stay there. I will come to my place. I will come to India and I will work over here. It's in,
yeah,
doesn't matter even if I'm studying there.
That's a future thing. Like you will get a degree and then you will come. But what I was saying that if I am getting an admission in a college for my master's, you know, in a foreign or abroad, where I don't have to pay any fees, and they saw some talent in me and they are recruiting me in their institution. And on the same side, in India, there is like because of reservation, I am getting a lower college. Like it's not a very good college. It's lesser than NIT and IITs. So should I take admission?
It is.
Should I take the renowned
No.
like admission in their renowned college, their institution?
No, in India, you must not. Even if you know, you have to become like freedom fighters, do something to get their freedom. So you have to be kind of
even the
extra
freedom
talented or
fighters, for
something.
example, even the freedom fighters like Mohan Karamdas Gandhi, Gandhiji, also took his education from South Africa.
From London. Oh,
from
so, yeah, South. Sorry, South
Africa.
Africa. Sorry.
So he
Yeah.
was a lawyer and like he studied there and fought for India, right? So there must some like, of course, the time was different. Like there weren't any law institutions here, but the same thing comes into picture, right?
Right now, to say the truth, India is not that much, you know, you know, it's not in a position that can provide a lot of, that can create a lot of bright students.
Yeah,
it's not.
If the funds given to the reserved category students would be totally banished, and it would be like given to provide free education, even in the university level, India would be like the best nation in the world right now, because the children in India are very bright. And
they are, but to say the truth, the education system and you know the way parents are nurturing their children and the girlfriend boyfriend thing, I'm seeing a lot of students who are just they you can just call them a student, but they know nothing about knowledge and all, you know.
Yeah, so that kind of
the
students
ratio
don't
is,
sustain in the future,
much
right?
unbalanced in this.
Yeah, I was saying that those kind of students won't sustain in the future. Only the deserved people will go ahead. Like
it was just like that. I was saying that there's some fault of parents as well. You know, they just provide anything that their children want or you know demand without even knowing that how it will affect their lifestyle and all. They do not to say the truth. They do not kind of involve themselves in the lifestyle of their you know their children.
Yeah,
they do not try to be, look, you know, just get in their mind that what actually he is thinking from what kind of age he is going through. They do not do these things. They just, you know, provide whatever they want. And according to that, they are good parents, but this is not the case.
Yeah. So my fifth question would be,
what
India needs to do so that it's better overall?
To say the truth, it's... the people that makes the country.
Yeah.
So if you really want India to develop in a you know awesome way, then I will say that stop depending on anybody, stop blaming education system, do whatever you can. We do not have many things, but we have few things. If you are really talented, then you definitely gonna do something from your skills. So stop blaming anyone, do whatever you can. You know, stop expectations from the government.
Okay.
Just do the thing you can do.
Okay, that's right, brother. That's a fair point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, it was good talking to you, and I think our time is over, right? It only gives us 15 minutes. And okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
All the best to you, and I hope that I truly, from the bottom of the heart, hope that you get admission in Japan and become a great doctor as you can.
Thank you. And it's nice talking to you as well, Adil. Bye.
Okay, brother. Bye. All the best.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.